Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, baby boy, in the place to be. I'm writing shit that I feel. Raps of black steel in the hour of commotion, the motion of calm. It's like that of an ocean devotion, cause I'm the earth, wind, and fire. A hip hop by Rakim and Short, I've been inspired. My shit knocks in fire. Mets are cast with 17. 10, time is money. The mind is funny. How it's spent on getting it. I'm sitting with descendants of Abraham who say the jam is money, cash hoes. I went from bashful to asshole to international. Love of self, word to mother, on my last record cover is felt, now deal with it. Magazine writers and C's who request hot shit, I freeze and tell them where I was wrong.
Man, this is the real show. Everything else before this was just a test, man. And then I'm going to record it starting now. So the re-recording in the episode, this will be the episode. But Dreams and Visions, we've been going through a lot of technical difficulties, but we still smiling and going through it because we understand energy and we understand that when you positive, there's always going to be a negative force against you. That's just the way life works. And so we just have to understand that. But we here now. So let's get into it. Tiana has a card of the day that she was getting into. I feel as though it'll be okay to just kind of backtrack. And then the cards are actually on the live feed. If you want to see the live feed on Facebook, check us out at The Conscious Code. So, Tiana, the floor is yours.
Okay. Yeah, we definitely understand the energy. It's crucial. So I will go ahead and backtrack because it's necessary. So when you talk about the Nine of Fire, that was the first card that fell in the feed because typically I only pull one card a day. And it was the Nine of Fire. The second card that came with it that was stuck to it was the Two of Water. So what the Nine of Fire pretty much states is, if you look at the card, if you can actually see it, if you can't, I will go ahead and describe it. So on the Nine of Fire card, it's who I perceive as Oya. Oya is, an Orisha, and she has nine different staffs in the picture with her, and there's a dragon behind her. And the dragon looks more afraid of her than she's not even looking at it. She's paying attention to you, more like. So looking directly at you, and this says that you have got to tap into your energy for today. Today is going to be very challenging for some, challenging in a way that is going to challenge everything that you think that you know, everything that you believe, everything that you are doing. Something's going to challenge you. So you are not to give up. It is imperative that you do not give up. It's not an option. You have to protect that in which you create. You have to protect the things that you have. You have to protect yourself. So this is the perfect time to get into, just basically strengthening your stamina. If you need to rest today to do that, you need to rest. If you need to tap into some healing energy or just, you know, meditate for a while, you should do that. But you are not to give up. It's just not an option today. The energy is so high and so, you know, so deep that it's going to test everything. And I wanted to just reread the description from the book of The Nine of Fire. It says, you put a lot of work and energy into this situation. The card comes as a sign for you to actively protect what you created or earned. Have courage to believe in your ability and right to defend the fruits of your labors. Strengthen your resolve and don't give up. You possess the wisdom and stamina to bring this situation to an agreeable conclusion. However, it's important to open your mind to the assistance and points of views of others. So this also was saying get in touch with your squad. If you don't have a squad, you need to create one. There's just absolutely no way. There's no way that you can make it without a squad in this life. So you have to be able to hear, since you can hear all the positive things, you have to be able to hear the negative things. This is talking about putting your foot or your, you know, putting the fire under your feet, so to speak. And the nine in and of itself is it's a spiritual number. Nine is the number of the ancestors. It's, you know, almost close to divine completion. It's the completion of a cycle. You know, you have to think about all the things that nine brings. So if you're in a relationship, so to speak, and it's pretty much reaching its end, you have to be okay with it reaching its end. You have to be okay with it may not being a continuing. It may not be able to continue, not just romantic relationships, but business relationships, some fake friendships. I feel like there's people that have a lot of fake friends that are going to hear this and need to know that, you know, these people are not really your friends. So, and it's going to take you a lot of strength to even walk away. Sometimes you have to walk away from family members. Sometimes you have to walk away from the spouses. Sometimes you have to walk away from situations that you thought were going to work. And that's not an easy thing. But the Nine of Fire today is showing to tell you that today it's time for you to protect fiercely the things that you want, need, and desire. Protect yourself and believe in yourself, because you already ideally have the answers that are needed to get through any situation that you're confronted with. So use the fire today. Use the fire. So the second card that was stuck to it is the Two of Water. And everybody that knows me knows I'm a water baby. So when water shows up, it's almost like second nature. So it's not anything that I don't really know about it. And what this says, the Two of Water comes, if you can see the card, you can follow along with me. If not, I'll describe it as best I can. On the surface of the water, you see a beautiful, picturesque mountain and trees and just a few waves, a nice backdrop of purple and blue. So it depicts to me the moonlight and the glow of the moon in the back. And under the water is where the real quote-unquote magic is happening. And that is the magic, so to speak, are the two mermaids, the dualistic mermaids, and the dolphin that they're pitching the ride from, and the two chalices. So much symbolism in this. So much symbolism. Typically, if you know about fish pretty much depicts fertility. So it's not just fertility of a it's not just fertility in that of children born from a womb. It's fertility of a lot of different children of the mind, so to speak. So this is the time to strengthen relationships, because relationships are going to continue to grow today. You're getting closer to your friends, family, or spouse. This is really talking about business and love relationships. and close friendships. These things are going to get stronger today. You're going to have to practice a lot of forgiveness. Forgiveness of self, forgiveness of others, so that these relationships can grow. If you continue to enter into relationships having not healed from the previous ones, you will bring in all of that negativity that was there previously, and you will more than likely sabotage this relationship. And that's just not with your physical relationships, it's with your relationship with spirit. So it is crucial that you under and overstand that you have to heal. There is no way around this thing. You've got to do this work. And so as the relationship continues to grow and you practice forgiveness, there will be resolutions that will pop up. If you've been dealing with a conflict with someone or something, today is the day that you're going to receive that resolution to that conflict. If that resolution is that you must let it go, more than likely that is what is being said. You've got to let go of the things that do not serve you, people, places, and things alike. So I'm going to go to the book and read its description, and it says, when the Two of Water appears, that means two people are sharing a close relationship right now. A fond friendship continues to deepen. A love affair is moving to new levels of intimacy. Mutual love, respect, and understanding has developed between the parties. Your relationship is healing and continued commitment is still possible. Now is not the time to leave things undone. Difficulties between people or groups come to a positive resolution. Conflicts end and forgiveness is extended. This also speaks to a lot of romance, sexual attraction, engagement, kindred spirits growing together, and unexpected gifts. Today you've got to share. A lot of people or somebody somewhere is dealing with something they do not want to talk about for some reason. Today is not the day to hold things in. Today is the day that you actually have to let things out. If you do not, they're going to take on a life of their own, and it will sabotage your relationship. Today is really not the day for you to make heavy, heavy decisions. Not heavy decisions that will change the course of your life entirely. While we're making decisions every single day, today is not the day to make a decision to move or make a decision to get a divorce or make a decision to do anything that bad or that crucial. You really have to sit with those types of decisions a little bit longer today and let this energy roll over into tomorrow. And if you haven't had a chance to check out the Full Moon and Virgo feed that the Hood Mystic did, a lot of this is in there, believe it or not. So it's everything's moving in divine order and divine time. So what we really have to know and understand is that even though one person is pulling a card, it doesn't mean that it doesn't apply to other people. Typically, it's the energy that's happening, not just around that person, but in the ether as a whole, that brings about these types of cards that are coming out, especially when you're attached to spirit. So that's basically it. And that's, you know, I really want to expound on this Nine of Fire, because it was the first card that was pulled. And all of these messages that I am, you know, giving is not just for other people, it's for myself, because I have to be able to see how this works in my life, world, and affairs, before I can even say anything about another individual. So it's basically all energy. It's basically all energy.
Right.
All energy. So right. You can't be afraid.
Go ahead. You said you can't be afraid of things.
Right. You can't be afraid of things. You have to say the hard stuff. You have got to put things out there. Most people are afraid to say things because they have a fear or innate fear of rejection. So that fear will keep you from doing just about anything. Most people won't apply for a loan because they're afraid that they'll be rejected and their state of their business is on the line. Or some people won't want to ask for something, I don't know, just anything from someone because they're afraid that they'll be rejected. And mm-hmm. the energy of today is just basically saying, you know, you cannot fear anything. She's standing in front mm-hmm. of a dragon that could undoubtedly
bite her head
stronger
off
than she is. Right, they could actually yeah. kill her in any moment, but she's not even giving it any attention. And it actually looks more calm or as if she is controlling it herself. So it's not like yeah. it's anything. I mean, we can go so much deeper into this if you just take a look at the card. It's telling us the actual story. You know, it's like, if you look at the card itself, it's more like it's she's actually created this. This, if you look at it, to me, what I see is the dragon is what she's created, and she's taming it, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So a lot of us have these different aspects of ourselves that we don't give energy to. Sometimes you need to have that dragon inside to, you know, kill off some of the negativity or to guard you from negativity from the outside. She seems, you know, she's kind of, what I'm seeing is she's protected, but she's not fearing this thing. It's bigger than her. It's stronger than her. It's much bigger than her, and there's no fear in that. And when you go deeper into it, you can see that, there's a lot of energy that's beneath the surface that's dying to get out of somewhere. There's, like, energy rising that's dying to get out. Like, people are trying to express themselves in a way that they feel heard, in a way that they feel valued and protected. And this is just saying that you can do that, that you can express yourself the way you see fit and use that energy to strengthen your resolve and use that energy to remove the feelings of paranoia, to give you energy so you're not feeling stagnant or tired. What does a warrior do? When you have a warrior, it's an energy that knows that they have to continue to battle on the battlefield until it's done. And when they're tired, what do? They retreat backwards for strength. You know, it's not that they're running away from anything. A warrior is typically, if they're on the battlefield, they're walking directly into the fight. So to speak, you have to walk directly into the fight today and be okay with the outcome and use all your resources. You were brought here or sent here to the physical plane with just about everything that you need to survive this life. This card is telling you that you have it and you have to use it, especially today. So, same thing with the Two of Water. I mean, it's speaking to relationships growing out of places that you never expected them to come from. And it's talking about hidden relationships as well, relationships that have yet to be able to fulfill themselves. These are relationships that have yet to come to fruition, but they are coming. And you cannot block the doorways, so to speak, just because things are showing up in a way that you're not familiar with. What people like to do on a consistent basis is if you say you're going to manifest something or you're praying for something, right, and you are asking the universe for something, well, the very thing that you may ask for, the universe is giving it to you. However, it doesn't respond to being like to certain words. The universe responds to energy. So when you're asking the universe for, oh, I want a husband or a wife, or oh, I want $1 million, or something like a windfall of money, so to speak, or energy, the universe is responding to your energy. So your energy is that you want companionship. So these things may show up in multiple friendships or multiple love interests or multiple people that show up that want to be in your presence. Some of these people may have other attachments. Some of these people may not be in a position or even in the proximity of you that you can physically touch them, but they're across the country or in a different country, but they're showing up to give you that in which you ask the universe for. But because things don't show up the way that you've envisioned it, because the fact that you've envisioned this is now proving, once you envision something, you have an expectation. You're creating an expectation. So if you create an expectation, you have an expectation of how things are supposed to look or how you would want them to look. And if these things do not show up the way you thought they would or the way you thought they should, a lot of us like to abort the process, which means they like to just kick it out altogether because it didn't show up looking how you think it should. That's like blocking your blessing. You have to accept things for what they are as they show up. And if you want something different, you have to ask for that specifically. And you have to be aware and open when it shows up. So I believe that's what this is talking about with a relationship that continues to grow closer and forgiveness. You've got to forgive yourself for the opportunities you feel that you've missed. You have to forgive yourself for the opportunities that you threw away on purpose. You have to understand that while everything is in divine order and in divine time, you are the creator of everything that's in your life. Once you realize that you are creating these energies, you will better put yourself in a better position to control these things. It's not an easy thing. It's totally not easy. But the fire that's being the fire that you have in your soul and your spirit, I'm just speaking to somebody, just ignite that. You know, go forward towards your dreams and go forward towards that in which you want, need, and desire so that it can be fulfilled. And do not put a stipulation on whom, what, where, or how is to fulfill that. You know, you have got to remove the stigma. Definitely has got to remove the stigma.
I feel as though I have some stuff to say, like as far as these cards, especially as far as like the Nine of Fire and the Two of Water. The Nine of Fire to me shows up as Oya, mainly because Oya's number is 9, and the fire represents women to me. I feel as though in this picture you see a woman, and a lot of times I talk to women and they say, you know, they feel that they are the human body of the woman. And it's such a trick and a trap because the physical feminine body is desirable to men. It makes you of value. It makes you of importance. But it's also something that is limited, something that is weak. And I'm not talking about because you can't lift a lot of, because you can't open a pickle jar. I'm just speaking of the fragility of human nature. And the reality of women is that they are the dragon. That is their energy. That is, it is more to like a horse. Now, you might have a horse in a stable running around in a circle, you know, the whole day. But in reality, that horse could jump over whatever gate is there and just run and be free. But that horse has been through years and years and years and years of domestication, women actually think that they're best suited in the kitchen, in the home, taking care of the babies. But that's just not the reality of a woman's energy. And so certain people, when they talk about working with deities, they want to go to deities with particular reverence and particular ashe. But the reality is that these deities are coming to you in that same exact reverence. And you may or may not understand who you are, your energy, and your power. The Two of Water, to me, represents some aspect of Olokun and the Pisces energy that we talked about yesterday. Because Olokun is in some mythos is a man, in some mythos she's a woman. So you have the dualistic aspect. And then you don't have, like, to me, they look like at the bottom of the ocean. And really the bottom of the ocean is where all of our mystery is and all of our wealth. And when you're dealing with two, you're dealing with duality. So Two of Water just represents the Pisces energy. So understanding that this is what we are walking into. We are walking into a Piscean phase where you have to look at whoever you're with and say, this is my soul. So if you're looking at somebody and they are out there stealing cars, smoking crack, it's a reflection of you. If you want to be with that person and spend time with that person. So it's just really key to really look at our reflection and our deeper shadow aspects. The 9 and 2 equal 11. 11 represents a gateway. And so what we're actually doing is walking through a particular energy. We're walking through a particular gateway, more to the 9 of fire, 9 being more Oya. 9 can be like Hurricane Katrina. Oya can be Hurricane Katrina. And you know how I say, like, Oya is Hurricane Katrina, because when the most damage was done to the 9th ward. So you just working with those 9s, and 9 in numerology represents completion. It doesn't mean that you're finished. It means that I'm done with this project. It's time for me to move on and expound to a greater reality for myself. And so that's what I think is available for us, the realization that we are more than what society tells us we are. We are just so much more. You are not the physical body. You are this big-ass dragon that people are afraid of, but yet and still, we think that we are the physical experience. We think we are the physical lineages of humanity, but the reality is that we are spiritual beings. We existed for millions and billions of years. We are the dragons. We are the titans. That is us. That is our energy. The problem is that everybody sees the dragon but us. It could be to whereas she's not looking towards the dragon because she doesn't see it. But we see it because we're looking at her. And so it's important that we kind of begin to look at the energies that are with us, because when it comes down to protection, we are protected. It's just we have to realize that protection and utilize that protection. So definitely some powerful cards that you put today. You talked about choosing friends, and I was listening to a video yesterday about ambivalent friendships. Ambivalent friendships is worse than toxic friendships, because toxic friendships, I can easily tell you no. The ambivalent friendships is when people always ask you to do shit that you really don't want to do, and you want to be places with them that you really don't want to go. So the friendships that we should choose are the friends that where you don't have to think twice about if you want to chill with them. If a person calls you and hits you up, you have to think and you're like, am I going to have fun, or I'm going to be bored to death like I was last time when I was kicking it with them? These are the relationships that are destroying you, the relationships that you have to decide, because it should be a definite yes or a definite no. And if you got to be in the middle with a person, then that's a definite no as well, because that's ambivalence. And ambivalence, you don't have, you're not happy. You're just existing. You understand what I'm saying? And you deserve to be happy. You deserve to have joy. You understand what I'm saying? So you have to not be ambivalent with people. That's why people, they don't like me. And that's cool because at least I know who to invite to the barbecue next summer. You understand what I'm saying? I don't have to act a certain way for people to like me a little bit, because you either know me or you don't. You understand what I'm saying? That ambivalence is what's destroying people, mixing up with people that you're not really too sure, and you go further and further and further and further, and then it's like, damn. Especially women in relationships with men, where they pull you out of something that you naturally and normally want to do, but you just do it anyway. And then after 6 months, you twerking in a strip club, and you like, well, how the hell did I get here? And it's just like you dealing with people who have intentions, and they know exactly what they want to do, and you're not really sure. And they can pick up on you not being really sure, and that's what they take advantage of, you not being sure. So like you said, choosing your squad could also be choosing your destiny as well. So if you know exactly what you want, then you less likely to be in a strip club, you know, or happy hour, you know what I'm saying? Because you know that you want to be a technician or an engineer or something like that. Now, if you don't necessarily know, people are like, well, shit, you might as well strip. You might be thinking like, hey, that's a good idea. You understand what I'm saying? So it's so much different things that can happen when you're not really sure where you want to go. So really putting that fire under your feet, really choosing that squad, understanding that Katrina comes, Oya comes to fuck shit up and fuck shit up so you can get to a better place, because you've been obviously going in the wrong direction. Because if you wasn't going in the wrong direction, nothing bad would have been happening. Now, the ego can say, I think that I'm going in the right direction, but ultimately the soul is in control. The dragon is in control. The dragon is in way more control. The dragon has so much knowledge and so much information that we need to tap into that energy. We need to be complete and whole as beings. Like, I know when I talk to people, I know that there's a spiritual component that they are avoiding completely. And I'm talking to a human being that has, so generally you talk to 10% of the person if they're not dealing with their spiritual component. So if I'm operating on 10% value, of course I'm going to have trouble. Of course I'm going to be depressed. Of course I'm going to not have all the money that I need. Of course I'm going to have horrible relationships because I'm not operating at my full capacity. Now, when I incorporate my spiritual nature and my soul and really work with that energy, now I'm operating at a higher level and I can do more. I'm happier. If we're just trying to satisfy our human natures and our human ideals, by default, that's only it. Even if you achieve everything in your human existence, you still only accomplish 10% of your goal on this planet. So it's important to tap into that dragon, deal with that dragon, hold that staff, hold that wand, and really do work. And you can't do it on a surface level. You have to go deep, 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 deep. And that's that tool of water. So like always, these cards just really hit and represent different aspects to what we need to grow as a collective. And so that's why these conversations are always important. But thank you, Tiana, for this, because I really needed this. I really needed this confirmation.
Ashe, I mean, I think everybody needs it at some point, you know, just, you know, and just like you see something different and you can expound on what I said. I believe mm-hmm. that this is part of what that is speaking to as well, trusting the points of views of others. That's part of what the nine is saying as well, the nine of fire. So I think it's important that people understand all of that, because it's not just you doing it. You know, it's not just you are not alone. You know, being alone is an illusion. That's the biggest illusion known to man. So what I can't see, you can see, or someone else can see, because they're outside of me. And we can all be in the same room and still not see the same things. Doesn't make any of us right or wrong. It just makes it our perception. And when you actually get together and share those types of things, it begins to take shape. And, you know,
you get a full picture.
You get a full picture and a full story, because some stories are just incomplete because you can't see the full realm of things. It's almost an impossibility to see the full realm of things for some, to see it alone anyway. So it's just important that we continue to put ourselves in positions where we can grow, thrive, and flourish, and continue to move away from those toxic relationships, people's places, and things that continue to try to bring us into a place where we are not, you know, we're not in alignment with our higher self. This is all about being in alignment with our higher self. And if you continue to try to be, because you are a spiritual being living a very real human experience, and you have to be in tune with yourself. You have to make sure that you know and understand that it's not just you doing all this. You know, it's not just you. And everything that you do reflects and affects another individual. It's not something that you can just say, oh, I made this decision for myself, and this is the best decision I need to make, and it's not going to affect anybody. Well, that's not the truth. You know, the decisions that you make will affect you, and it will affect another individual, either, you know, overtly or inadvertently. And that is
one
what
way or
the
another.
Humanity portion of this is saying. Yeah, one way or another, you have to realize that we are not disconnected. And you're never disconnected from source. You have a infinite supply. There's not a scarcity of anything. It's only a scarcity if you feel that it is in your mind, body, or spirit. You are attracting that scarcity. When we talked about the energy of money, how you get money, you know, how you keep it. So you have to really pay attention to your habits and what you're calling into your life, even the words that you use, especially today. Because if you're walking around saying, oh, I'm broke, I'm broke, I'm broke, I'm broke, you're going to get more of the same. You know,
that's
if you continue to go around and say things like, oh, I'm not, you know, I'm not desirable, I'm not desirable, or I can't trust, I can't trust, or I can't. I mean, all of those things are, the universe is
ain't no good men out here, ain't no good women out here. It's just...
My health is
you're creating that reality.
Exactly.
I'm always sick.
I'm always tired. You know, if you continue to deal with those things, you keep saying those things, the universe is going to give you more of the same. And I mean, I'm not just talking to anyone else, I'm talking to myself, because sometimes you don't even know the words that you're saying. Some people are just not conscious of the things that they're saying until they actually hear it coming out of their own mouth or out of somebody else's. And someone said, hey, man, you just said yesterday that, you know, you didn't want to go such and such, but you went anyway. So people are paying more attention than you think. And it's really important that you understand that people are not trying. Everyone is not out to get you, you know. I mean, some people feel like this whole doom and gloom, like nothing you can do is ever right. And someone is out to get you. No one is really out to get you. You're creating these situations inadvertently. And if you don't understand that, you're going to continue to do it. You know, there's no woe. I mean, you can have the woe is me moment, but you've got to move away from the energy that doesn't serve you. And just doing that in and of itself could be more difficult than anything. So you have to realize the patterns that you create, because everybody has a pattern. And once you begin to know the pattern, you can interrupt the pattern, because we talk about the energy of nine. Nine is the completion, and that's also the interruption of a pattern, because at nine, you've already been going through this stuff repeatedly for the other eight cycles. You've been going through this stuff repeatedly. So now we have to shake up the world. We have to shake up the
realm.
You
have to do something
so
different.
You've got to do something. You're forced to do something different. The universe is calling for change. Your Ori is calling for change. So with that, you have got to do it. It's just do it. Like Nike, you have no choice. Because if you try to hold on to those things that are outside of that nine
outside at 9 at the completion of the cycle, then that's when Oyata steps in and starts tearing shit up, because you are not going willingly. You're wanting to hold on to these things that you've become so attached to and familiar with because it's comfortable. So now she has to shake up your comfort and move you out of your comfort zone. And that's not easy for some. Even that is probably the best thing that could, well, it's not probably, that is the best thing that can ever happen to you. However, the method in which it was done is disastrous. You know, it's devastating, mm-hmm. but it's devastating because you didn't heed the initial warning. And we talk about
you was unprepared, yeah.
You were not only just unprepared, you were prepared and you were warned. You know, we talked about Hurricane Katrina. Mm-hmm. I'm heavily attached to Hurricane Katrina. We talked about it this morning because, you know, it happened on my birthday in 2005. And with that, I was woken up by, oh, yeah, with that message. You know, out of destruction comes reconstruction. And I'm thinking she's talking about me. I turn on the TV and I can see, you know, all these people displaced. You know, yes, it happened in the Ninth Ward. But if you look at, you know, a lot of our ancestors that were misused and abused in Louisiana, you know, all of our spiritual guides that come from that area, you know, they called for that cleanse, that purge.
Yeah.
And
because you can look at the death and.
Yeah, they called for that. You can see the death,
but people are actually free. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people were actually free because.
Yes.
The oppression was unbearable at a certain point.
Yeah, the impoverished.
Like the Ninth Ward in French Quarter is slave. That's slavery. Like those people don't make shit. They don't make nothing,
right.
And they just there to serve the tourists and things of that nature. And so, a lot of that had to be redone and washed over. So,
and it's not over.
It's bad.
It's not over.
It's not over.
The thing is, people don't understand is that, you know, New Orleans in and of itself is a portal. Because of its placement on the map and where it is in the ether, if you actually look at it, it's a portal. And that's why so many people of spiritual descent flock there day after day, year after year, to get the energy from there. Because portal. And...
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a portal for good, bad, or indifferent. It's just a portal. And more people are afraid of the Wudan and things that are there because it's almost of an instant pure nature. You can manifest just about anything there. But what people have to also understand is that in manifestation, there are still consequences and repercussions to anything.
There's shadows.
So the
shadows are everywhere.
Yes, there's shadows. So with the shadows of any type of hurricane, it only a storm of any sort can only use what you give it. Just like a camera, if you're taking a selfie or something, it can only use what you give it. So a storm, whatever's in its path, then becomes a weapon, or it becomes a method of destruction. So if you are creating a lot of negativity in one portal and you're sending it up, eventually it has to come down. And when you talk about all the things that happened in New Orleans, you know, during, you know, the Louisiana Purchase and things like that, we have a lot of slavery and things that happened. However, our ancestors did not think in that mindset, always knew, some of them always knew that this was just a means to an end. And it's, if we don't change, if we do not change the way we look at things, and if we do not change the energies that are happening right here today, we're going to continue to see these destructions on mass levels. We're going to continue to see the destruction of the ozone layer. We're going to continue to see climate change. We're going to continue to see shootings of mass productions and things like that. We're going to see all of these things because out of destruction comes reconstruction. What they don't tell you about Hurricane Katrina, and this is me from talking to people that were there, they were warned. But even though they were warned, most of them could not afford to act on the warning. So if you are, I don't know where you are, so say you are living in the suburban areas or living in the rural area of where you live, and a storm is headed directly for you. You do not have a car. You do not have gas because you don't have a car. You know how to take shelter, but your shelter is so shoddy that you can't even keep the cellar door closed. So it's one thing to get a warning, and it's another thing to be able to act on a warning. So if you think of the Ninth Ward and all of those who lived there and all of those who were there, that was the poorest ward there were. And even though the levees broke and it kind of, you know, washed over, and there's a lot of conspiracy theories about that I have, but, you know, it's still, the fact still remains that a storm cannot use what you don't give it. So even if they blew up the levees, even if it was pushed in or broken because it was not fully built the right way to begin with, that all speaks to imminent destruction. So now that made you have to, the fact that that levee was broken made you have to go back and fix it now. You have to fix it the right way this time now because you got eyes on you. So we cannot, I was just telling someone this the other day, and I can't remember who, but you cannot ask the universe for something and then tell them how to do what you ask them to do. That's like going, you know, there's a story in the Yoruba pantheon about the house of Ajala, and that's like going to pick your head but then telling Obatala how to make it. You know, you can't ask the universe for something and then tell them how to give it to you. It's like if I ask Mystic, hey, I want you to tell me about my astral chart. I don't want you to just tell me. I just want you to teach me how to learn this stuff. And he says, oh, okay. I'm going to do it this way. I can't say, well, no, I don't want to learn it that way because, you know, I can't tell you.
I don't like to read.
And I don't like to look at, I don't like slides because they're boring, and I don't like to hear people talk. I mean, but you just came and asked me.
But you
want to
learn some shit.
You want to learn something, but you just asked me to show you how to do this. This is how I can show you. This is the only way I know how. This is how I know how to do this. Mm-hmm. You want to learn from me or you want to figure this out? You know, you can't ask somebody for something or anybody for anything and then tell them how to do it. Because, especially the universe, because the universe is going to laugh at you every time. Because once you ask them for it and then you give them the energy of frustration, they're going to use that energy, too, to create what you asked for, if that makes any sense. So if you ask for a husband or a wife or whatever, and you're frustrated at the fact that men keep showing up but not the way you want them to, they're going to continue to send people that you don't want until you realize that you already have what you need. If that makes any sense. So it's really a place where we have to start to recognize the patterns. You know, the nine of water, you know, Oya shows up to create, you know, reconstruction out of destruction. And it doesn't always have to be so devastating. If you listen to her when she first shows up, if you take heed in the beginning when she shows up, like, hey, you need to change this. You need, like, you, if some of you are out here trying to change your diet or trying to lose weight, you went to the doctor, you saw that your blood pressure is a certain level, and you know that you eat more than what you need to or not in a healthy way. So that blood pressure being out of order is your first sign that, hey, I got to do something different. We don't need you to a place of a stroke before you realize that you've got to do something different. Now you have an ailment on top of what you knew you had to do. Once you get to 140 over 90, that is borderline hypertensive. It's time for you to change. That's your first warning. You do not need medication to do that. You can change the way that you eat things. You can change the way that you exercise. You can change your daily habits. So that is your first issue. Your warnings don't ever come as detrimental as you think. They always come slow. They always come silently, and then it grows. So when she starts blowing up in your life, and trust me, I'm only speaking from what I know, everybody that's around me spiritually knows my life. They see. It's like I have an issue with listening to people sometimes. I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm perfect. I could very well know everything I have to do, but I have a stubborn nature. I want to do it the way I want to do it. That doesn't work in this life. It does not work. So what I have to do is learn how to work with other people. So what did the universe do? The universe sent Nova. Nova's always calling out everything. And I'm like, just yell at me sometimes. Like, no, I'm not going to do that. And then they send the Hood Mystic. He's always calming passionate at the same time. I'm like, I don't want to deal with this stuff. I don't care. I don't want to be passionate right now. But sometimes you have got to be placed on the path of people that are doing what you know you need to do so that you can continue to go on this path. And it's not easy to recognize that. I have tons of people all over the place that come in my life and say, hey, you're going to do this. You're going to be great. You're going to do this. But if I didn't believe it, it doesn't matter. So that's the same thing I tell people all the time. You have got to recognize yourself. You have got to know thyself and to thyself be true, because once you know these patterns about yourself, you know what you have to change. I shouldn't have had to get to the point where I had to almost die before I decided to live. And that's a real true story. Mm-hmm. So you've got to put yourself in a position where you don't
important.
Have to be so detrimental, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's very important, though, like, understanding spiritual reality. I think that in all struggles and all troubles and all difficulties, wherever we find ourselves, there's no way that you can realize who you are spiritually and still have those same problems. Our problems more than likely are based on our inability to tap into our spiritual reality. We tap into a human reality. It is something that is repeated and triggered and ingrained into our psychology, whether it's from our parents, then we go to school, everybody is a human being, and everything about our five senses and our human shell is reinforced. Everywhere you go, every conversation, your skin is black and your gender is male or female. And these are our limitations. These are our roles. These are how we are defined. I don't look at people that way. I cannot look at people that way. For me to look at a person as a human being would call me to go back. And that's just like me learning algebra and then you telling me, all right, now we're about to teach you arithmetic. I would go crazy. You understand? So I know the reality is that we have a spiritual nature. And our spiritual nature is not identified, isolated, and worked on or cultivated, because in religion, we are taught that God is outside of you. That's what we are taught. That's what we are grained. That's every Sunday we are informed that God is inside of, God is outside of us. We humans, you can get hit by a truck at any time. You know what I'm saying? You better get you a man that can protect you, and all of this random shit. You need another person to be in your life to truly be happy. If you ain't married for 50 years, you don't know nothing about happiness. And all of this weird shit that, you know, people tell you about you, but they are never, ever, 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 ever speaking to your spiritual reality, your dragon. And so if you don't notice it and if you don't work with it, then there is no solution for you. In my personal opinion, your reality is that of spiritual essence. And that spiritual essence is invisible. It's infinite. You cannot grasp it. You cannot hold it. It is not something that has any limits. It knows of all things. My trouble and my difficulties is in my human mind and in my human nature blocking me from my spiritual reality. And so if I can, I know part of my calmness is retreating and dealing with that and learning and growing and just giving myself time for that spiritual nature to kind of take over my human existence, and that's why you would get the hood mystic. This is not something that just happened overnight. This has been meditations and studying, and while y'all was at the club, you know, doing the chicken dance, I was reading books and, like, taking notes just to grasp this information, because I feel as though there is no solution besides spirituality. And spirituality is tapping into the soul and tapping into that dragon. And you can't get there focusing on surface shit. You have to go deep. And to go deep, you have to understand that you have an unconscious reality. So when you were speaking to those ways that we are patterns and things of that nature, you might have a pattern that you don't like. And you can say, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to just sleep with random people. But if you trying to deal with it on the surface and you're not dealing with the cause, was that abandonment issue or that lack of self-love issue, then the surface shit is so far gone that you can never access the surface shit. You have to go within yourself and really give yourself a hug, really learn how to love yourself, because you have to build up your coffers. So when you deal with people, you're not dealing with them with the need of expectation. You can deal with them by just giving them love. You understand? And from that point, you're not dependent on anybody to give you anything. And so if you're out here giving love, that's ultimately what we can only hope for. If we're dependent on people to do things for us or treat us a certain type of way, my question is always, how are you treating them? In the meantime, you waiting for this person to treat you a certain type of way. And so a lot of it, like I said, is based on the lack of understanding what spiritual energy is, what spiritual power is, knowing that you have a soul, how to utilize your soul, how to tap into your soul, and making everything start to work for you instead of you just walking around this bitch blind trying to figure out, you know, what outfit to wear or what picture to take or what relationship to get in to make you feel better. And there's just no such thing. The only thing that can make you feel better is you, and realizing you are way much more than people have told you that you are, you know? So that's really the conversation. And it's a difficult thing too, to get people to realize that they're more than what this human society has told you that you are. You're just way more. And so, I don't know, it's conversations like this and situations like this that I feel like we are progressing in the conversation, so it's always good. Before I finish, we do got a caller on the line, a new caller that, you know, maybe we could do a reading if they wanted. I didn't know if they were just listening, but I just did want to check in with some. I did see a new number on the call. Just wanted to see if they wanted to get some feedback. But did you have something to say before I did that?
No, I'm good. We can go ahead. We can add.
Okay. Let me see. So I got a caller from the 780 area code. See you was tuned in. Did you have anything to contribute? Did you have a question?
Yes, I do. It's Jay calling from Canada. How's it going?
Good. How are you, sir?
I'm pretty good. So I was just listening to your show. It sounds really interesting, you know, when you're actually you're talking about doing the work and things like that, is that it's always missing in our lives in some sort of way, isn't it? Because we're focused on the mental, spiritual, emotional, and physical. Well, not even the spiritual, but the physical, mental, emotional, and physical only parts. But we always forget the spiritual part is actually part of it in terms of healing too. And even though when people get into chronic illness and things like that, half of it actually is through spiritual healing. So. But it's not through religious healing, it's through spiritual healing. And I just wondered, I don't know why it's always missing in our society that the spiritual aspects of ourselves. And when you talk about people with spirituality, it's almost like looking at deer in headlights, you know?
Yeah. I mean, this is my work. This is our work, and this is what we struggle with because it's so crucial. It's so vital. It's preventative as well to all different types of ailments and diseases. Most cancer patients lack a spiritual component, and then once they utilize it through the modality of laughter or, you know, just consciousness and meditation, you heal yourself. You understand this is a reality that many people have displayed over and over and over again, but even mainstream society is geared towards not that, everything besides that. And so this is why work like this isn't popular. This is why conversations like this aren't viral, because society isn't headed towards that way. But I am personally, and that's what gets me to grab my sword and speak what I want to speak, is because I know this to be a fact, and I know Tiana is the same way.
I say, yeah, because, you know, for me, what I know, being a person that deals with a type of chronic illness, is I had to come to terms with, you know, what PTSD was, what anxiety is, what depression is from a spiritual level. Most everything that we encounter here in this life is a physical manifestation of a spiritual dis-ease, and it's not a dis-ease of, you know, the body, so to speak. All dis-ease is just like a thought. It begins in the mind. And while we may be confronted with outside entities that can feed our dis-ease, that does not mean that the initial way to cure is not in the mind. And the mind and the spirit are two different things, but they all work together to create a better whole, if that makes any sense. And you cannot do one without the other. You cannot have one without the other. And the fact that we are missing, and they have taken so much of our spirituality out of school or out of society as a whole. Here in the U.S., I heard you call from Canada, but here in the U.S., we are not even allowed to do certain things or pray certain ways in classes or in public and things like that. Things that we were supposed to have, these free things to do, we are no longer allowed to do. And that takes away part of your spiritual, it takes away part of your arsenal. When you cannot, or you don't feel comfortable with expressing yourself spiritually, it creates a dis-ease of itself. And that's a dis-ease between your connection with spirit. And it's not about the spiritual entity itself. We're not talking about Buddha or, you know, Jesus or even, you know, Rosh Hashanah or anybody like that. What we're talking about is just you individually as a spiritual being living a very real human experience. That supersedes any other spiritual being that lived a very real human experience at any other time. You know, that it doesn't make you or him or her any less powerful. This is your time. This is your spiritual space for you to create and interact with your spirit the way you see fit. Their story is theirs. We just want to awaken you to yours however we can. And this is why we're so happy to have you and glad that you're here, because that means spirit called you here to, you know, maybe even hear just one part of this, because, to you know, I feel that you are searching. You're searching for something that makes you open up to yourself. You already know that you're more than what you see. You just need validation in that. So the fact that you need to be validated means that you already know that you know what you know. We're just reminding you. Because any instance of learning is just a reminder. No one's really teaching you anything. You're just being awakened to what you already knew. And the process of birth stripped that from you. And now your life is a tool to remember as opposed to learn. So, you know, it's just amazing how things work. And I totally agree. I think it's something fundamentally wrong with how people treat spirituality in every part of the world. People fear, what it all boils down to is people fearing what they do not understand. And we're just here to put some understanding to this stuff so that the fear is removed and the elevation begins. Because without elevation, we'll all be in a, operating from lower level frequencies, reacting as opposed to, you know, acting from a place of strength. And, you know, with that,
mm-hmm.
I just think
mm-hmm.
that's the best thing that we can do.
Yeah.
You know, understand
well,
what
thank
we're
you for
doing
calling
wrong.
In. I never got your name, brother. What's your name?
It's Jay calling from Canada.
Okay, Jay. Thanks for calling in,
thank
man.
You, Jay.
We here
oh, wow. Wonderful.
Every Sunday. Every Sunday at 10, every Thursday at 10 p.m. Really appreciate you calling in and check us out, man. We'll be here. Thank you.
Take care.
So just finishing up, man. I feel as though we kind of it's some jewels in here and some real information that can really help you. You understand? But the thing of consciousness and spirituality. It's not dependent on me, Tayana and Nova, to do anything or anybody. If you are searching for something, the only thing that you are searching for is yourself. If you're not searching for nothing else outside of you. You are this dragon. You are the spiritual energy that you just don't see. All of the things that scare you about your dreams, they have to be representative of you and your energy. It can't be nobody else because you're the one that's having them. We have to tap into our
mm-hmm.
energy and tap into our power because as humans, we have nothing else to be but victims. Because as a human, you don't know left from right. Told what's left and you're told what's right. So ultimately, every system, every spirituality system came from somebody saying this mean that and that mean this. And ultimately, you have to be the one that does that for you because if you're not doing that for you, then you're listening to somebody else tell you this mean this and that mean that. But what if this make me feel bad? It don't matter. This what it means. You understand what I'm saying? So you trapped and stuck into a system that may or may not be for you. So really understand that spirituality is not religion. Religion means to bind you to something that somebody else created so whoever created that entity can benefit off of your energy. Why not deal with your own essence, deal with your own soul, and create the energy surrounding that? I promise you, I guarantee you, money back guarantee. If you start working with yourself, you are guaranteed to be successful. Everything that I've ever created, everything that I ever established, whether it be friendships, relationships, children, came from a spiritual place. And so everywhere that I'm moving forward with real ancestors, with real live energy that is working with me and helping me see what I need to see. And it's not my humanity. The humanity is there to block me, to confuse me, to have me into something that, okay, what's the purpose of this? Where is this going to lead me? Well, actually, sir, there is no purpose. I just need some of your money so I can send my kids off to college. Okay. Here goes my money. Let me go back home and cry my eyes to sleep. Like, let's stop doing that. Let's figure out what we can do to make our lives the best lives. And the only way that you can do that is if you tap into yourself. You have to have yourself. You have to have yourself. It's not about you being in a relationship. It's not about you having kids. All of that stuff is well and good. But spirituality is not the place where we discuss all of the external shit that's going on in our lives. If you want to talk about that, join a parent-teacher conference or some shit. You want to talk about investing in stocks? There's plenty of groups for that. This is consciousness. Consciousness means to be aware. To be aware of what? To be aware of your soul. We can complain and we can be sad and we can be depressed or we can actually heal ourselves. If you don't got $400 an hour to see a psychologist, then you got to be your own damn psychologist. And psychologist ain't no coot word. Psych literally means the soul. Psyche is the soul. Ology means the study of. So psychology is the study of the soul. So I'm not trying to be the type of person that is like, you know, Western education guy. I'm just really breaking down the etymology of the words and taking back my motherfucking power. Excuse my language. But it's important that you deal with your soul and with your energy, because there's no solutions in the humanity. I don't care if you got five kids and they turn out to be five LeBron Jameses. That's still not going to solve your inner conflict. I don't care if you married to Superman himself, Clark Kent. It's still not going to solve your inner conflict. The nigga could go faster than a speeding bullet. It does not help you in discovering who you are. So all of these external things that you may be thinking that you need or want is not going to ultimately help you. This is a new message. This is new information. So it's important that you start to delve into the science, which is you, and stop thinking that being African and being in a collective group of people is somehow going to solve you or help you. It just won't work that way. It's about you really being conscious and having a safe space to really express yourself. And that's why this, that's why we're here. That's why the Conscious Cove is here. And this is still the beginning phases, but I feel as though Oya has let us know that the beginning phases are complete. Now it's time to get deeper. So just really want to thank Tiana for the message today and her cards of the day. We closing, we finishing off. Anything you want to say before we close out?
I think we just about covered it all. I believe that the messages came to fruition. I can just say, Ashe, it's a pleasure to be here, and I'm glad that, you know, we've been able to work through this over the last hour, and now we have the full message, and it's time to get to work, pretty much.
Facts.
Get about that day and get that work done, get that work. So he's good on this thing. You can close us out.
All right, man. Check us out. We at the Conscious Cove, Blog Talk Radio. Download the show. Share the show. Let people know that what we're doing and what we're about. This is consciousness. No fluff. No nothing to distract you. Just trying to get you into yourself. That's the hardest thing to do, which would seem like the easiest thing to do because you're with your damn self all the time. But you know, people is more concerned with the outer reality. So let's deal with the inner reality moving forward. Okay, guys, we're at the Conscious Cove. Hit us up. I'm the Hood Mystic here with Tiana. This has been our Sunday show. Check back with us on Thursday at 10 p.m. for another dynamic show. Hopefully we'll be more prepared and ready for it, and the energy won't throw us off so bad. But thank you guys for tuning in and listening to us, and hopefully you guys will come back next Thursday. Peace, everybody. Have a good day.